Hey, thank you for joining us. I hope you and your family had a wonderful Christmas. If you're watching this, it means that you are almost at the end of 2020. So give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve a congratulations for making it through this year that seemed to last a decade, right? Oh. Well, hey, they get to the end of the year of every year, and it's tradition to kind of look back and begin to reflect on the year and try to sum up the year. But how do you sum up a year like 2020? Well, I found some memes that I think do it justice and help explain some of the experience we've all had of this year. Check these out. If 2020 were a bag of chips, right? Orange juice and toothpaste flavored. Another one, if 2020 was a pinata, I think that's where we got our murder hornets from, actually. And if 2020 was a slide, the year starts out fun, but man, it drops off real quick. If 2020 was toilet paper, ouch. And the last one, this is my personal favorite. If 2020 was a scented candle, yeah, it smells about like that, yeah. Well, hey, if 2020 was a book of the Bible, I would say that 2020 would be the book of Job. Job is an Old Testament book all about suffering. And there are some scholars that think Job was actually one of the earliest written books in the Bible. And in a weird way, that actually brings me some comfort to know that one of the first books written was a book all about suffering and trying to make sense of suffering. Maybe I'm morbid, but it just helps me know that I'm not alone, right? And that 2020 is not that unique of a year in terms of human existence and all the things that we've been going through. But the book of Job opens up, and the beginning, the first few chapters is a prologue. And in the opening paragraphs, it plays out just like 2020, one disaster after another, and Job loses everything. He loses his income, he loses his home, he loses his family, he loses his health, and he's just left trying to pick up the pieces and make sense of what's going on. And then the bulk of the book of Job is actually a dialogue, a discussion between Job and his friends, where they're trying to figure out and make sense of all the suffering that Job's experienced. And they're asking questions like, why is this happening? What did Job do to deserve this? Where is God in the middle of all of this? Maybe questions like you and I have been asking at certain points throughout this past year, trying to make sense of everything that's going on. But then as you get to chapters 13 and 14, the dialogue between Job and his friends pause, and then Job turns his attention to God, and he begins to lay out his complaint in despair and hopelessness and frustration and grief. He just lays it all out before God. And you can kind of sum up the way that Job felt with the first verse in chapter 14. He says, "How frail is humanity, how short is life, how full of trouble." Right? This is how maybe many of us feel. But then Job goes on and he begins to illustrate his life with this metaphor of a tree and a stump. And listen to what he says here in 7-8. He says, "Even a tree has more hope. If it's cut down, it will sprout again and it will grow new branches." And he goes on and he says, "Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water, it will bud and sprout again like a new seedling." And I find it interesting that of all the different metaphors that Job could have chosen to describe hope, to compare to kind of the hopelessness of his life, he chooses a tree, a cut down stump, that's something that's dead, but yet has a new sprout. Now, this is something that I saw lived out in my own backyard. Right? When I first moved into the home that I'm in now, we had these three ash trees in my backyard. Beautiful trees, provided shade, but over the course of a couple years, they got sick and they died. No leaves, the bark was splitting and peeling off, just dead. We found out it was the emerald ash borer, the insects that had infested the trees and killed them. So those three dead trees in my backyard, I got my chainsaw out one fall and decided to turn those three dead trees into piles of firewood. I cut them down, and all that was left were these three dead stumps. But wouldn't you know, the next spring, I walk out and I see this new sprout on those stumps, new growth on the stumps that I thought were once dead. And this metaphor of a dead stump and a sprout growing up is actually one that appears a few times throughout Scripture. And so I want to walk through and just kind of follow this metaphor as it appears in Scripture, because I think as we look at the context of what is being said in each of those times, it can give us a bit of perspective to help us understand our suffering and help us understand what role hope plays in the midst of that. So the next time that we see this metaphor of a dead stump and new growth and a new shoot is in the book of Isaiah. So Isaiah was a prophet to the Old Testament, a prophet to the nation of Israel, and he comes on the scene at a tough time for the nation of Israel. They had reached the height of their influence with King David and King Solomon, and then after Solomon, the kingdom splits into two, and you have a series of kings that turn their back on God and lead the kingdom of Israel astray. Isaiah comes onto the scene with some bad news. He says, this nation of Assyria is going to come in and cut down the nation of Israel. And this is not going to be good. But in the message of this despair, he says there's also a message of hope. And this is what he says in chapter 11, verse 1. He says, out of the stump of David's family, so out of the stump of the nation of Israel in the midst of all of this despair that has happened, but out of the stump of the David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And Isaiah goes on to describe this shoot, this new growth, as a person. And this person will bring peace. In just vivid metaphors and detail, he describes what kind of this peace will look like. This person will bring peace. And he goes on to describe the restoration and the salvation that this person will bring to the whole world. Now, we know on the other side of Christmas that this was a messianic prophecy. This was a promise, a foretelling of the coming Messiah who was going to do just that, bring peace and restoration and hope. And as Christians, we believe that that Messiah was Jesus. And we just celebrated his arrival with Christmas, the newborn king, right? And we get these glimpses all throughout the Gospels that Jesus was this Messiah, he was this person. But the next time this imagery of a stump and a root and a new shoot come, it's actually in the last book of the Bible. It's in Revelation. And it's some of the last recorded words of Jesus. Jesus says this in Revelation 22. He says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. So Jesus connects directly back to that metaphor, that messianic promise. And he says, look, I am that shoot. I am that offspring of David. But what I find interesting about what he says here in Revelation 22 is that he says, not only is he the shoot, not only is he the offspring, he's also the root. So Jesus is saying here that he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that Jesus is the Messiah that was prophesied to come, but he's also Almighty God who is there at the beginning of creation through whom all things were created and all things hold together. So what's interesting as Jesus continues on then, as he talks here in Revelation 22, he says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. Now think all the way back in Job's hopelessness and what he said about that stump. He said, at the scent of water. And here Jesus is saying, I give the water of life. I am that living water. So to put the whole story of Scripture together, the hope that Job was so desperately looking for and the hope that Isaiah foretold is the very hope that Jesus promises. It's what Jesus gives to us. And what's interesting, a lot of times when it comes to the struggles that we face and the suffering in our life, and we look around and we see just despair and hopelessness. It looks like this dead stump. And we say, man, how can God do anything through this? And Jesus is saying, I am the water that at the scent of water, this new life will grow. There still is hope. And I know for many of us, when we're facing those tough circumstances, we want God to pull us out of that, or we want God to change the circumstances we're in. But the beauty of the gospel, the power of the gospel, is that God enters the suffering with us. And it's actually through that suffering that Christ overcomes the world, that Christ has victory over sin and death and the grave. And so while we look around, maybe like Job or Isaiah, and we see the despair and just this dead stump, there's new life possible. And my question is, when there's a dead stump and new life that grows, what makes that possible? How is that able to happen? It's because the roots are still alive. The stump may look dead, but the roots are still living. And one of the things I think God wants us to know, in the midst of our suffering and tough circumstances and challenging times, God often works underground. He works in the roots. God works underground in our hearts, changing and bringing about the sustenance that we need. And speaking of roots, I want to share a prayer that comes right out of Scripture. I've shared it before in a sermon, and I'm sharing it again because for me, this has been the go-to time and time again in the year 2020 to help refocus me. And my prayer is that it's a go-to for you for whatever 2021 may hold. It's found in Ephesians chapter 3. It's from the Apostle Paul. He says, "I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him, and your roots will grow down deep into God's love and keep you strong." And then he goes on and he says, "May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. And may you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." You know, I wish that I could give you five keys for a better 2021, or three easy ways to make a better you, but I don't have that. But what I offer today is just to point you back towards hope. And I realize 2020 has been challenging in so many different ways for so many of us, and we're tired and stressed and anxious and worried. There's all these unknowns, and many of us are just numb. We've just kind of given up and checked out, and we don't want to think about what's next. And while the stump may look dead, I want to point us towards the hope that the roots are still alive and that we can be rooted in the love of Christ. And because Jesus is the living water that can bring new growth and new life, I just want to let you know that there is hope. You know, 2020 has reminded me that troubles come and go. It's just part of the human existence. And I don't know what 2021 is going to look like. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be worse. Odds are it'll probably be a little bit of both. But this I know, whatever comes, my strength and your strength is found when we're rooted in the love of Christ. So as we wrap up here, I want to point us towards a moment of prayer. Just a time for us to pray. So wherever you're watching from, whoever you're watching with, prepare your hearts to pray. And as we pray, I want to focus on two movements found in that prayer from Paul in Ephesians. Two movements. The first one is the movement in of Christ making his home in your hearts as you trust in him. And then the second movement is a movement out and down, that your roots will grow into God's love to keep you strong. Christ making his home in your hearts as you trust in him. And maybe for you, it's a decision to place your trust in Christ for the very first time. Or maybe for others, it's a reminder that no, our trust is in Christ. And despite our outward circumstances, he is faithful and trustworthy. And then a declaration, the movement out to say, you know what? My strength, my nourishment, my source comes from being rooted in God's love. And we're going to pray thinking of those two movements. But I want to ask us to do something a little different. Instead of praying with our words, we're going to pray with our breathing. We're going to take deep breaths. And as you breathe in, think about Christ making his home in your heart as you trust in him. And as we breathe out, think about your roots growing down into his love to keep you strong. So let's take just a moment and take a few deep breaths together. Jesus, we just take a moment to declare that our trust is in you. You are faithful, you are good, and you are our source of hope. And God, whatever the circumstances are around us, Whatever it looks like, just life around us is dead and decaying. We recognize that our roots still have life because they're rooted in your love. So God, help us. Let your love be the foundation and the source of everything that we do. As we head into the year 2021, whatever may come, God, let us recognize that our strength is found in your love, in your goodness, and it's your hope that we hold on to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.